Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, PM announces cabinet changes, moves motion to extend enhanced security measure in St. Catherine North Police Division, and attends Caribbean Basin Coastal Surveillance and Maritime Security Summit. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Monday, March 26, announced changes to his cabinet during the regular meeting of the executive arm. Two new ministers and two new state ministers are among the changes. Dr. Horace Chang moves to the Ministry of National Security. He was previously the minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Robert Montague moves to the Ministry of Transport and Mining from National Security. Lester Mike Henry moves to the Office of the Prime Minister as Minister without Portfolio from the Ministry of Transport and Mining. Meanwhile, Audley Shaw moves to the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries from the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service. Dr. Nigel Clark was appointed Minister of Finance and the Public Service, and Favel Williams was appointed Minister without Portfolio in that ministry. Additionally, Carl Samuda moves to the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation from the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. The Prime Minister also announced the changes in the junior minister ranks. Alando Terrylong was appointed Minister of State in the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports. Xavier Main was appointed Minister of State in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, and Pernell Charles Jr. moves to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade. Rudyard Spencer moves to the Ministry of National Security. He previously held the post of Minister of State in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service. Other members of the cabinet previously appointed remain in their respective portfolios. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness requested an extension of the state of public emergency for the St. Catherine North Police Division in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. All 49 members of the House who were present voted in favor of the motion. 14 members were absent. Mr. Holness said the move was to allow the Joint Security Forces more time to uphold and preserve the rule of law.
The security forces must be given the latitude to maintain and continue their actions. Mr. Speaker, it is within this context that I am bringing the Emergency Powers Number 2 Continuation Resolution 2018 to this Honorable House to have the state of public emergency for the St. Catherine North Police Division remain in force until the 3rd of July 2018.
The Prime Minister maintains that the enhanced security measures have been reaping positive results, with no reports of murders and other serious crimes since the March 18 implementation date. And Prime Minister Holness attended the 6th Annual Caribbean Basin Coastal Surveillance and Maritime Security Summit, CABSEC-SAMSEC, at the Jamaica Pegasus on Wednesday. While delivering his address, the Prime Minister noted that the government has so far invested $11 billion in improving the nation's border security. He says Jamaica continues to make strategic improvements in border security as part of its crime reduction strategy.
We will continue to build our capacity to secure Jamaica's borders in terms of carrying out searches and rescue operations and to monitor, in particular, the island's fishing resources. And that will be enhanced by the purchase of a coastal radar system. The utilization of technology is a key component of our investments in enhanced border security measures.
The CABSEC-SAMSEC Summit was hosted by the Jamaica Defence Force under the theme Enhancing Maritime Domain Awareness and Increasing Security and Defence Resource Optimization. It's dedicated to promoting security cooperation in the Caribbean region. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.